obviously the circumstances are a little bit different. How would you describe the tone of the exit meetings this year, maybe compared to last year when you guys obviously went a little bit deeper?
Still waiting to go in for the exit meeting, so not sure how they're going to go yet.
If you're looking for a general sense of the team?
Just personal sense, sure.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I mean, there's some disappointment for sure. We felt like we were a team that could make a deep run. So, you know, anytime your season ends quicker than you thought or you expected or hoped, it's it's disappointing.
Be a free agent for the first time. Adam's gone through this a few times. I mean, what do you expect the process to be like, Andrew?
Do a wait and see game. I mean, I went through it before. Yeah, 2 years ago. I didn't want to correct you in front of everybody, but yeah, I've been through it before.
I was gonna.
Yeah, kind of just a wait and see game. You know, have some more rights this time, so we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. I know there's a lot of pieces to fit right now, though. Yeah.
Just in these, a moment ago, Blake conceded that even when the team was winning in the first half of the season, piling up points, there was still a sense of searching for Winnipeg's game. For each of you guys, did you feel like that in the first half of the season, that there was still the process feeling out the way that Winnipeg was supposed to play, or if you wanted to break down that chunk of the season?
You go ahead, man.
I don't know if you can put your finger on it, but I think we always felt like we were just a little off. We weren't right necessarily where we wanted to be. There's always something we wanted to be better in our game. So, you know, maybe when we were piling up the points early on, we were still searching for it. I think, you know, that was something we battled with this year, was trying to find our game and trying to find it every night and consistently.
Yeah, I agree. I think, Lyle's pretty much put the nail on the head. We were kind of always weren't, you know, to that. And you never are. You're never playing your 100% game. You know, you always feel like you can come in and fix things. And, you know, there's things to get better at, whether it's offensively or defensively or intensity kind of thing. So, you know, you're never going to be fully happy with your game. And that's kind of why all of us individually are here, because we've always continued to work at it. So, you know, we expect a lot from, you know, ourselves, and I think we know the feeling of how good we can be, and we never really, you know, got all the way up to that potential. So, you know, it wasn't like we were playing bad, or, you know, it was an anomaly that we were winning. It was just, you know, we knew, you know, with the collective, with the group that we had, that, you know, our potential was really sky high. So, just kind of expected a lot of ourselves from that, and as we should have. So. And not living up to the potential isn't about too high of expectations or anything like that. It's just, you know, we just didn't get it done.
In hindsight now, then, Andrew, do you know what kept you from reaching that potential? What was missing?
I feel like if I had that answer, I wouldn't be sitting here right now, you know what I mean? So, it's a long season. You know, there's so many great players in this league. You know, we felt like we had a really good chance, obviously, but you know, there's no one thing, there's no one quick fix, there's no one little thing that's going to push us over the edge. You know, it's going to take, you know, another strong summer. It's going to take, you know, kind of resetting our mind to, we got to, you know, continue to prove it every day.
The chemistry in the room compared to, say, last year?
I think it was good. Like, I think we get along well. I don't think that's a problem or anything. I think we're all pretty good friends. Obviously, you don't have to love, you know, every single guy, but I think every guy on our team, we got along well. We played hard for each other, so I think the chemistry in the room is pretty good.
Adam, can you give us an update on what you've learned over the last couple of years of playing in the Central Division? Just the challenges that are in the parity that's here right now. You look at the five teams that were able to qualify, and obviously Colorado, Dallas, as we speak right now, are still playing.
Yeah, you know, I think in our division, you know, it's kind of known for its heaviness, and you know, it's a tough division to get out of. You kind of look at where St. Louis was at Christmas time and where they finished the year, and then you look at kind of how Dallas has been able to, you know, really go from a team that used to freewheel to, you know, one of the best defensive teams in the NHL, and then you look at what Colorado's done and, you know, the depth they've been able to do it with. So, yeah, it's the NHL's so competitive. You look at all the teams across all the divisions, and, you know, there is certainly a lot of parity, and I think it's no different in our division. Nashville finishes with 100 points, and both us and St. Louis have 99, and then we have the two wildcard teams. So, you know, it's incredibly close. It's incredibly close. The margin for error is incredibly small.
I know the summer can be about working on your personal game, building your body up, doing all those kind of things, but seeing how we're hearing that there's this feeling that the team never quite got to where they wanted to get this year, is there something you can do in the off season to work on that aspect of it so that this isn't a problem that continues into next year?
Yeah, kind of hard to do over the summer a little bit. You know, obviously, you know, you're going to see some guys in some spurts, but unless you kind of live in the same area as some other guys, you won't really see them. So, but like Lau said earlier, the dynamics of the team and the team chemistry wasn't our issue. And, you know, hopefully over the course of the summer, each guy does some reflection and, you know, we can kind of get a little change in mindset going into next year of, you know, we haven't, you know, done anything. We got to continue to prove ourselves and, you know, be ready to take that next step. So I don't think it's anything collective or team building or anything like that. I think it's more just, you know, continue to work on our games individually and how that, you know, translates to the team game. And then on top of that, you know, just work on our, you know, our mental toughness and our mental, our mentality going forward.
Blake had talked about how close that series was, you know, all your losses are one goal losses. Do you look and think that maybe the issues that kind of plagued the team down the stretch are the issues that ended up catching up and costing you in the playoffs?
Yeah, probably. You know, we weren't playing our best hockey at the end of the year, and it's hard to flip a switch. So, and, you know, we've been really good in terms of when our backs have been pushed up against the wall. We feel like we've handled adversity pretty well. But at the end of the day, you know, we obviously didn't get the job done. And I feel like, you know, the issues that, you know, we were trying to figure out ended up kind of costing us in the end.
You guys lean on it all, just the fact that you guys, I mean, I think we talked earlier, but just maybe some complacency. Did you guys maybe lean on your record from and success from a year ago to think that maybe there was a switch that could have been flipped?
Well, you know what? I don't think the record a year ago really has anything to do with it. We got off to a real hot start, and then we have a couple of key injuries. I think it's hard to really quantify how much Buff and JMO mean to our back end. And the other guys that we had out of our lineup, you know, Nicky up front, and you go through large stretches of play without two of your best defensemen and, you know, one of your better point producers, and, you know, it's going to be tough to be kind of continuing on with the same results. Obviously, I know the analytics were saying that we were a bit of a paper tiger early on, and it kind of continued, but I don't think the complacency set in where, you know, we thought we would just flip a switch. I think, you know, there were some circumstances that we had to battle through, and, you know, I think we thought once we got to the playoffs, so, you know, it would be there. We were kind of battle-tested, you know, from our previous run last year. And, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, we played pretty well in the St. Louis series. It was, you know, like we said earlier, it was an incredibly close series. So, you know, a couple posts here or there, and, you know, it could have been a different ballgame.
Paul talked a little bit just about fatigue after game six. Did that set in at all for you guys? And if so, maybe how does that, why would have that happened? Finland play a part in that, anything like that?
Yeah, our schedule wasn't fantastic, but, you know, everyone kind of goes through that and has to battle it. You know, maybe some sickness set in, but you play so hard for six games in 11 days or whatever it is, that, you know, you're going to have some fatigue. You know, they kind of came out revved up, and, you know, that was the best game they've played in the series. I think, you know, people aren't really giving them enough credit for how well they played in the first two periods. Everyone's saying, well, the Winnipeg Jets had six shots on net, but, you know, you got to look at the other team, what they were doing. It seemed like, you know, there wasn't a lot of room out there for us to kind of generate anything, and, you know, we weren't necessarily as sharp as we wanted to be or as direct, but, you know, I think they played a heck of a game.
Your last home game here in Game 5, the crowd was chanting TLC, chanting the initials of the line. That might be the last time. Have you guys thought about the fact that could be the last time you're together as a line? Obviously, Brandon's a UFA, and there's a school of thought out there. He played so well this year that perhaps he's almost priced himself out of the market with the salary cap challenges this team has. Just your thoughts on Brandon individually and as a group, and maybe what could be in store for the future?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I really haven't thought too much about, you know, the future. You know, any, you know, like I said earlier, there's a lot of moving pieces here. So, yeah, haven't really thought about, you know, whether that was the last time we played together or not. But to talk about him, you know, a guy that brings it every single night, fantastic teammate, guy that does, you know, whatever it takes. You know, to help the team and win, and you know, a guy that, you know, doesn't only bring that during games, brings it, you know, to practice and raises the intensity in practice, and fantastic player and teammate.
Yeah, we're not really sure what's going to happen. You know, obviously he's going to have the ability to talk to some teams, and he had a great year, so, you know, that's kind of his. You know, that's up to him, and, you know, he deserves that. He's a guy that's kind of willing to do anything for his teammates. You look at, you know, what he played through in the playoffs and kind of what he's willing to do on the penalty kill, and, you know, how he always brings it. And, you know, he kind of took his game to another level this year. He started to, you know, kind of add that offensive element. So, you know, we'll be disappointed if he kind of decides to leave. Not disappointed in him, obviously. You know, that's a great opportunity for him. If he goes elsewhere, just disappointed that we won't have that opportunity to play with him. And, you know, even if he's back next year, you know, there's a chance that we have different lines. You know, Copper can slide to the middle. I think you saw what he can do when, you know, he moves up the line. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's not something we've given too much thought about, not necessarily having that chance to play together next year.
Overall, Adam and Andrew, health-wise, are you two okay? Is there anything that you two are going to have to deal with in the off season?
I feel good.
Yeah, I feel fantastic. Not this morning, but in
general. Andrew, next, would you, I mean, ideally, would you prefer to be back at center, or are you happy?
You know what? I thought I was very comfortable at center, kind of throughout the second half of the year. You know, I was able to, you know, produce, you know, at a decent clip, you know, over the last 50 games, and so, you know what? If it's, you know, it's not really going to be my decision, but, you know, comfortable playing, you know, either or. Obviously, you know, when you put us three together as, you know, one of the better checking lines in the league, and, you know, we were able to produce some offense there too, and then, you know, felt really comfortable playing with Litz and Patty as well. So I feel like it's going to be the same sort of thing as this year, where I'm kind of moving around and kind of where I'm needed, I guess. So, but going back to what I felt really comfortable at center, and I feel like that's my natural position, but not my decision. Nope, I'll be Billy Madison in college in May, so I'll be going back to school.
Nothing.
You know, like I said, last 50 games, feel really good about it. You know, pretty much since I came back from that head injury, done well for myself in terms of points and, you know, and like the defensive part of my game is probably the best part. So that didn't fall off at all either. So, yeah, I guess it's an interesting process. You know, we got a lot of different guys that that need deals and some guys that are going to be in line for some big raises. So kind of a wait and see game. I'm not talking about my kind of raise. I'm talking about somebody else's. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times I feel like that happens when guys have families and, you know, they've been in this town for, you know, 5-6 years and they got, you know, roots here now and, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing going forward. I don't know if you're asking me if I'm going to take a hometown discount or not. I don't know what that even looks like. So, it's going to be an interesting summer. I couldn't even begin to tell you where, you know, things are going to start and where things are going to end. And, but to your initial point, I think a lot of times that happens when guys are in, you know, situations that they really like, you know, whether it's playing time or city or whatnot. And like I said, they're families and have roots and all that. So, you know, I don't have a family, you know, I guess Shife's my, you know, my brother here and roommate, but other than that, you know, that's kind of how it is in this league. You know, guys are going to be moving around a lot, so who knows.